I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1290, Selective Listening. Are you ever guilty of that? Of course you are. We all are at times. Selective listening is when you focus your attention on some specific information. It involves consciously or unconsciously choosing to listen to what is relevant to you and ignore what is not. That's a nice way to put it, but often it's hearing what you want to hear from what someone is saying. For example, I can be talking to Jane about something that I want to buy or something that I want to do, and she might say, "Well, I'm sure you'd enjoy that," but then she brings up a concern or two about that decision, and we change topics. A little bit later, I go ahead and buy it, or I go ahead and do it, and then she's a bit upset. She might say, "I told you I didn't think it was a good idea," and I respond, "You said you thought I'd enjoy it, so I did." That is selective listening. This podcast is called T2G, or The Two Greatest, because love isn't just about hearing what you want to hear. Love is also about hearing what is actually being said. A couple weeks ago, I got an email from someone telling me they were surprised that I had changed my position on what's going on with transgenderism. They told me they were surprised the church had also changed its position. They cited a comment that I made in a sermon about trying to love all people, trying to build relationships and understanding and compassion, no matter what their choices might be. I told them that neither I nor the church have changed our position on a biblical approach to human sexuality. But you see, they heard what they wanted to hear because they themselves were transitioning. Selective listening happens all the time. One problem that plagues the church in our day is the plague of selective listening. In other words, we hear only what we want to hear that agrees with our point of view, and then we disregard anything that we don't agree with. We read the Bible that way too. I love this passage, but I'm going to ignore that passage. Selective listening happens when we say to God, "I'm going to listen to you, but only in specific, isolated areas of my life. For example, I'll give you control over my family, but not my friend group. God, you can be Lord over my work life, but not my politics." Selective listening leads to an untransformed life. Selective listening is how there can be glaring inconsistencies in our life and we can't even see them. Here's the great question. In what area of your life do you believe you might be selectively listening to God? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I come before you today with a humble heart and a sincere desire to improve myself. I recognize at times that I struggle with selective hearing. God, would you help me be more present in my conversations? To truly listen to the words of others without being distracted and just taking from them what I think I need? Would you give me patience and empathy to hear not only their words, but also their emotions and their intentions behind their words? God, help me to be open to different perspectives and willing to learn from the wisdom of others. Help me not only hear, but also understand and respond with kindness and compassion, even if I don't agree. God, I ask for wisdom to recognize when I'm falling short of my listening abilities that you've given me. You've given me two ears and one mouth. Help me to keep them in proportion. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1291. And in the meantime, there once was a man with selective hearing, ignoring requests left and right, never fearing. His wife would implore, "Please listen, don't ignore," but he only heard what he found endearing. Having T2G relationships means speaking the truth in love and having ears to hear what we may not want to hear. Then, not getting angry, not running away, not lashing out, not ignoring, not dismissing, but instead pushing in, not pulling away, and being willing to stay in the moment, to stay in the relationship, to have those deeper conversations that need to happen, all grounded in love. Lord, forgive our selective listening.